Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this September 29th, 2022. It is 10:05 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 10:30, we're going to speak with Laura Huber, 4-H program educator with UW Extension. Right now, we have in studio some of our favorite people. We got Amy Fluno with us today. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
And Ben Eberline with us. Good morning, Ben.
Hello, hello.
You guys representing the United Way of Southwood and the Adams Counties, of course. Thank you so much for being with us. It's been a while since we got to hang out. How's everybody doing?
Good, good. How about
good.
You?
Awesome. Doing good. Doing good. Thank you, Amy. Appreciate it. And I appreciate so much that we get to put a focus today on one of my favorite days of the year. It genuinely is. Day of Caring is such a cool day, especially I was telling some people that I know that recently moved to town, and I this was probably a couple months ago, but I was telling them there's this couple things to look out for, and one of them is this day called Day of Caring. You're going to be bopping around Rapids and other areas, and you're going to see everybody in the same colored shirts raking. Yeah. And she looks at me, she's like, get out of here. I'm like, no, seriously. I'm not kidding. You're going to see, there is not going to be a spot in town you can go where you won't see at least one yard being worked on.
Right.
It's an impactful day. It really is.
It really is. Yep.
Amy, what can we talk about this that we can let the audience know? Oh. Let's treat it as if we got people out there that have never heard of Day of Caring. Don't even know what it is.
That's a hard one.
Yeah. It's I don't mean to set you up like that.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
I'm trying to tee you up, actually. Yeah. I didn't mean to set you up.
So I guess if we just have to be, you know, new about it, October 22nd is the day, so a couple weeks yet. It's a day where we spend the morning raking for elderly and disabled in the community. So people sign up to have their yards raked. Generally, there's a lot that are year after year after year, because it helps them stay in their homes longer. It helps them, you know, have a sense of pride in what they're doing, and especially since they can't do it themselves anymore. So it's really helpful that way. They're always very appreciative of it. You know, so we have groups that get together. We have school groups. So we have a couple groups right now from Lincoln High School. We have some scouting groups. We have individuals and families and friends and church groups join in. So we have lots of different people that come out and do it. So, yeah, it's a great morning, rain or shine, which is always fun. But I don't have to rake, so it can do whatever. We have a good turnout, whether it rain or shine. I mean, honestly, it doesn't really matter. So,
yeah.
People are prepared for whatever comes their way with the weather. So, it's a great day.
It's kind of the outline of the day and how it is. And let's go ahead and get into how the day starts, kicks off. You guys meet up somewhere or anything?
Yeah. So year after year, we've been meeting at Grand Rapids Lions Club. And they are so generous with letting us come into their facility.
Shout out to the Grand Rapids Lions Club.
They're great. I've been working with Marianne for a really long time, and she is wonderful. So this year we are bringing back our breakfast. So we're going to be doing pancake breakfast for our volunteers, which is one of the things that we do for them. Try to get them excited and, you know, feed them and get them out then into the community. So we'll be doing breakfast. We have a couple of area places that have helped us with that. So Pepsi is donating some water, Ocean Spray.
Cool.
Ocean Spray is donating some cranberry juice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So we'll be doing pancakes, trying to do some stuff for our volunteers. And then they also get free t-shirts, which is another thing. So we have lots of sponsors for that. We have Rotary, Noon Rotary, Kiwanis Club, Port Edwards Lions, VFW, and the Girl Scouts.
So they help
support those t-shirts, which, you know, logos are always on the back, which is great. And I see people in every color that we've done running around town with those on, which is great. Mm-hmm. So this year, color will be called Texas Orange.
Ooh.
So it's kind of like a burnt orange.
That's my favorite color.
Yeah.
That's my favorite color, you guys. Oh, that's awesome.
I told her that. That's why we did
that. Yeah, we knew that. We knew that.
Well played, you two. Yeah. Well played, yeah.
We haven't done orange since I've I don't think we've done one orange when I first started. So it's been a really long time. And this is a kind of a really cool color. I'm excited to get the t-shirts in.
So it sounds like we definitely need to get James a t-shirt.
Well,
you got to sign up.
I got to sign up. And I've done it for, I think, 2 years in a row now. And I'm going to make it a third. Yeah. This is definitely going to be my third year doing this. And I'm humbled to be a part of it, to be honest with you, because, you know, when I first saw this event and talking with Terry about it and getting into it, it seems so cool. Here's something that we can do to help out so many of our population that is in need of this. And it's one of those things that gets lost in the shuffle with all the big causes and needs in life. It's one of those things we don't always put a focus on, of just having a nice front yard, you know, just having your house, your apartment, whatever, looking nice. And that alone got me to want to do it. And be a part of it. And then I do my first one. And I happened to just get a place that was right next door to one of our longtime listeners, Gary, who is a great guy, great wife, he's got a great wife, all this. And I got to meet Gary face-to-face for the first time. And then I ended up meeting the gentleman and his wife that the house that I was doing. And this guy has in his garage a bunch of White Sox stuff. I'm a diehard White Sox fan. Well, how am I going to run into another White Sox fan in Wisconsin Rapids?
Yeah.
And we get talking, and this guy is one of my favorite people I've ever met. Like, he's awesome. He was great. I had just such a good experience with him. And last year doing it, another great experience. But it was in that experience and talking to them, because this gentleman was in a wheelchair, and that I realized what this day really means. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's raking. Yeah, it's showing the whole community that, hey, this is a good event. This is something that's promoting United Way. It's so many great things. But it is so much more than just raking. Amy hit it on the head. It's giving people back some independence.
Yep.
And that is one of those things that we take for granted every day of our lives almost until it's taken from us.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many people out there that deserve that. Everybody deserves that. Everybody deserves some independence, some feeling of that. The idea that you go there, you rake this lawn, and that those people that live there get to look at that front lawn and not have to worry about it, not feel a little shame or whatever you feel from these things.
Right.
And they didn't have to break their back, if they can do it even, to do it. Because that's the other thing that I think of too, where there's a couple of houses by my folks' house where there's people out there. There is a lady who has a walker, and I saw her raking one day. I mean, that's the kind of people we want to help.
Right,
that's the kind of people.
Sure. Yeah.
So it leads me to ask, are you guys still taking?
We are. We are okay. Still taking yards. Yep. I have, I'm right at about 61 or 62. So we are still taking yards. Next Friday, the 7th, is the deadline. So if you know someone, if you are someone, just, you know, we just ask elderly, disabled, that you can't do it on your own anymore. You don't have any real family around the area to help, you know, just those are our only qualifications, really. So if you need it, call us. We still can take it.
Yeah, being lazy doesn't count. Okay, right. Just get that out of the way. It's certainly so. I don't need to know how many or anything, but if people out there do have if they are in this situation, how can they be a part of this, Amy? How can they have their lawn raked?
Yeah, so you can call us at the United Way office. You can call me 715-421-0390. You can also call me through 211, and we can sign you up either way. You know, get that signed up. So yeah, we still have room for probably another 10-15 yards. So
excellent.
You know, yeah, we'd love to help as many as we can.
Is there a waiver or anything that people need to sign to be able to sign up for this to be a raker?
Only if you're under 18.
Okay.
That is it.
And all that information's on our website. You can go to uwswac.org. It's right in the banner. And just more information about how to get involved and volunteer.
Yeah.
You mentioned being under 18, so this is an option. That is an option. If you are under 18, you can be a part of this as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have scout groups, you know, high schoolers, everybody. Yep. So as long as you are under 18, we just need that waiver signed by a parent or guardian. And your parent or guardian does not have to be with you if you're in a group. But if you're, you know, younger, then we would like to have some kind of adult supervision. But yeah.
And it's one of those things too that you want to be a part of when you see how many other people are doing this too.
Yeah,
it's fun to be a part of events like that. It, we enjoy things like that. It's It's also got to be one of, you know, because I mentioned earlier, and it's one of my favorite days. It's got to be one of your guys' favorite days, too.
It is, for sure. It is mine, for sure. I mean, I've been doing it a really long time, and I don't ever want to give I don't want to give it up to anybody else. Like, I don't want to give it to Ben. I want to keep doing it. It's one of those things that just is really, really means a lot to people. And every time people call and sign up and they're like, oh, I just appreciate it. And, you know, can I give the volunteers this? And can I do this? And, can I give them treats? Can I give them water? Absolutely. The volunteers love that. They love to interact with the homeowners. They love to hear that, too. You know, that thank you. And we appreciate the time that you're taking out of your, you know, busy schedule to help. And it's just, it's one of those days that just makes everybody that's involved feel good. So it's beneficial to everybody that does it.
I got to admit, I have two White Sox hats from that day. I got one in my room at my house, and I got one here in the studio, or in my office in the studios here that I have. Every day I look at them, and they make me smile.
Yeah.
Because it's something that you're not just going to feel good that day. Like,
right.
Literally, years later, just talking about it and stuff, you're still going to remember moments and feeling good from it and everything. And look, we spend a lot of time in the last couple of years talking about mental health.
Right.
And, you know, when you can help somebody's lawn and help their mental health, that's great. But the fun part of that, too, is that it has a reverse effect and can help your mental health. And, you know, there's not many of us that couldn't use a nice jolt of that, that couldn't, you know, use that great feeling that we get from doing these things.
Yeah, it helps everybody. Like I said, it makes everybody feel good. And it is a lasting impact, too. I mean, the people that get their yards raked, I mean, we're helping them get ready to survive another winter, and it might not seem like a lot, but it definitely is. Because, I mean, I know people take it for granted that you can go out and mow your lawn or you can go out and rake your leaves, but there are people that can't.
Mm-hmm.
And so they rely on other people to do it for them, and, you know, you can't afford it. It's expensive to have a service come out and do that for you, no matter how small your yard is. It's still a huge expense that some people just can't afford. So this is a nice way to have it done.
My mom's aunt Florence used to tell me stories of our people, our tribe and stuff, and talk about how Gypsy Jews were nomads, and they would travel and stuff, and they would usually travel seasonally, and you would have older members of these tribes that couldn't travel thousands of miles and everything, so the younger people just automatically would pack their things up, grab them, and, like, oftentimes, like, on a rickshaw kind of thing, sort of, like, help them get to the next spot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've done this our whole existence as human beings. We've always helped each other. We've always been there for each other. This is the modern equivalent of these things, where we can do this. Now, maybe we don't have to travel thousands of miles like that or anything, but we still need help from time to time. We still need to be able to look out for each other. And this, again, has the other side of it, too, where there's going to be a day where you might need help. And that karma, I'm telling you, comes back. And it's nice to have that in your pocket.
Yeah.
It's the only reason I do it. No, I'm joking. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. It's a great day. It's coming up. Is there anything we haven't touched on with this? Because I feel like we've covered quite a bit of it.
I just think that if you're going to volunteer, we have a registration, so pre-register, so you can get that free Pretty New T-shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
And that beautiful orange.
That beautiful orange. I mean, come on.
Yeah. I'm excited for it. But yeah, and the breakfast, I mean, we're offering breakfast that's totally optional. It's not a requirement whatsoever.
But
it's totally optional.
These cold mornings, it's such a good way to come together, warm up.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
But I know that for me, like the first year I did it, I wasn't able to go to the breakfast. I was out doing over the back fence that day. So I just went right to the lawn. You can do that too.
You can absolutely do that. And if you have a group that can't do it on that Saturday, we have groups that can't do it on Saturday but still want to help. So we coordinate other days. And if that's something that comes up and you say, hey, my group really wants to do it, but we can't do it on a Saturday. We can do it on a Monday afternoon, or we can do it, you know, Sunday afternoon or whatever. We can work with that. And I will gladly work with that. We have the River Kings do that every year. They volunteer year after year after year. But they're busy on Saturday playing hockey.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? I mean, imagine that. But, you know, so we work with
Darn
them.
Day job.
I know. So either, you know, they do Sunday afternoon if they have a home game, or like this year they're gone both Saturday and Sunday out of town. So they're doing it Monday or Tuesday, which works too. I mean, the leaves can still wait until Monday. So if you have that, we will definitely work with you. So don't use that as an excuse to not sign up.
It's one of those things that you're going to want to be a part of, you mm-hmm. know, you're going to want to be a piece of this, be a part of this. I only feel bad that you know, if you did the orange for me, I would have done it anyway, guys. You didn't have to do that. You already had me. You didn't have to do that.
I know. We were just thinking of you. I just said, what color can we do this time that I know James will like?
This time of year, I mean, it's going to be happening October 22nd. So mm-hmm. in October to have 1,000 orange shirts like yeah. around town and everything, that's awesome. That's yeah. a perfect thing right there. Again, it's going to be taking place October 22nd at the Grand Rapids Lions Club is where everybody will meet in the morning about 8 a.m. Raking will kick off at 9. You can find out more by going to uwswac.org. I did want to take a moment because I believe, let me double check here. Yeah, you got today and tomorrow to be a part of the 80th birthday challenge. Mm-hmm. The United Way, of course, celebrating their 80th anniversary, 80 years uniting our communities and putting into their communities and everything. We've got one of the best in the world here in Central Wisconsin. We appreciate so much. You can show them how much you appreciate them by being a part of this 80th birthday challenge.
Yeah.
It's a fun event. There's a handful of things that you can do on this to celebrate the United Way's 80th anniversary. Like, Ben, you can record a happy birthday video message. Have you gotten any of those, guys? Have you gotten some of them or anything?
We've gotten birthday cards and stuff, and we did our cake at Lunch by the River to kick off our
nice
80th birthday. So
yeah. I heard that was fun. I heard that was good. I heard a lot of good feedback on that. You can like and follow them on social media. Mm-hmm. They're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's a great follow, great way to keep up the things not only going on in the United Way, but going on in your community. Sign up as a volunteer. We just got done telling you a great opportunity.
Yeah.
Boom, right there. Yeah. You're welcome. Your job is half done. just sign up for a day of caring. It's going to be great. You can make an $80 donation to the United Forever Endowment Fund. Some of the best money you'll ever spend, because you're not just donating, you are investing. The United Way puts 100% of their profits into their communities. That's almost unheard of. It was one of the first conversations I had with Terry, because at the time there was so much rising of information and needing to know, want transparency from nonprofits.
Right.
And Terry just right out the gate, not even blinking an eye.
Yeah, 100%. She doesn't.
You can't rock her. No, uh-huh. You can't. I've tried. There's that, and that's a great option. And if you're able to do that, we greatly appreciate it. I also like the idea of making an $80 donation on the 80th anniversary. Well played. Nicely done. Celebrate with the United Way themed goodies, like cupcakes, or take a photo and share it on social media. Be sure to tag United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties when you do that. Mm-hmm. You can also sign up for United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties newsletter.
Yep.
I get that, and it's a great thing to get. Even though I'm following on social media, I talk to Terry almost once a week, I still see stuff in there that I maybe needed a little more detail on, or I didn't remember, or something like that.
Right. Got all our events, too, all the dates and
everything,
all that
up.
Kind of stuff. Yeah. Good thing to have.
Really is. Because especially as busy as things get, sometimes you just forget about things,
right.
too.
Yeah.
You know? And it's not just, certainly you care, but you get busy.
Mm-hmm.
And learning more about the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties initiatives. You can do that by just going to uwswac.org/initiatives. You go there, you do that, and man, you're going to find out so much about what the United, how many different things the United Way impacts.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody, if we have a number of things in common nowadays, it's everybody wants to get the most out of their buck. Everybody, it's not enough anymore to just get one item. I got to get like three items with this dollar. Like, otherwise I'm not spending it. I don't want it, you know? Well, with the United, that's the nonprofit version that you get with the United Way. You put $5 into the United Way, and every penny of that is going to go into different causes, different things that impact our communities.
Right.
You can be so specific with those donations. If you want to give to a certain part of a charity or a certain county here, that, you know, there's that too as an option, which is just very unique. I don't know many places that offer that as an option. And send them a birthday card. Send them a birthday card. Display all of the birthday cards in their office on social media as well. You can mail them a birthday card to their address at United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, 351 Oak Street in Wisconsin Rapids. And you can find that address and more information about all this at uwswac.org. You guys, it sounds like you've been getting, from what Terry has said, you've been getting a number of these things?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's been going pretty good.
It's been fun.
Yeah.
Have you guys been enjoying the 80th anniversary as it is, like just being able to kind of like talk about it? And it's got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, it's a big milestone, so it's very important.
Well, it's 80th birthday. We got our 50th annual McDonald's Day coming up. I mean, there's a lot of big milestones. So there's a lot of fun things that are going on. I mean, and some of the stuff that we do, you know, every campaign, but it's always a fun time of year to get out in the community, talk about this stuff, like I said, and just enjoy the way the community comes together and kind of celebrate that giving too. It's incredible. And Amy's been doing this a lot longer than I have. I've been at this like a year and a half, and I feel like I'm still learning ways that you know, way impacts the community. Like, holy cow. Yeah, I didn't even know that. I feel like I've been doing this long enough. I should know, you know. But it's incredible. There's new stuff that I learn all the time. So,
I've been talking with Terry in the mornings for years now, and I get a crash course every week on United Way, and I still learn stuff. Ben, I hear you. It just speaks to how much they impact, how much they do there. We could have you guys on every day here on Morning Magazine and probably still not cover everything.
Right. But, yeah, I would agree with that.
I'm not even exaggerating. It's really impactful. It really is. And it's one of the few opportunities in life where you can say that, hey, I'm 100% of what I'm giving is putting back into our community, is investing in my community. I back my community. I support my community. And you do that just by supporting the United Way.
Right. Yeah.
I also wanted to mention a community-wide denim day. This is a fun one that you guys do. You can wear your jeans for the Southwood and Adams Counties. Employees wear jeans for a day and donate $5 to United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. You can participate the same day with other organizations across all of these counties. Take a picture of your office participating in Denim Day and just send it to our friend Taylor, and she'll put it on social media. Yeah. It's a fun one. A great way to get away with having a Friday workout garb. You know, like if you don't get to wear, especially you work in a business where you don't get to wear jeans every day. I kind of feel like we owe you guys a lot of money because we do this all the time.
I was just thinking with how common work from home is now, we might have to start like a pajama day, pant day.
I like that.
There you go.
Oh, now that one is fun. I like I could that, do that idea. That is a really fun one. Now you got something there, man.
That sounds better than jeans any day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As long as everyone's, you know, working from home that is wearing pants.
Right. Yeah, well said.
I want to wear pajamas into the office. Why can't we do that?
I like that too. This is a fun one. This again, and it speaks to, if you notice, there's a theme going on here, a couple of themes going on. One of them, these events are all fun. They're they're all interactive. They're all getting you out of the house and getting you to do stuff and have fun with them and everything, while also putting back into your community and helping take care of your community.
Yeah.
It's a win-win.
I think that's just all part of it. Like you said, mental health earlier, just the benefit that you get personally when you do participate in community activities, give back to the community, volunteer. It's nothing but positives for you, and you're doing something good in the community. You're supporting some really great causes. So I think that's where that comes from.
I've generally never met somebody that volunteered their time and afterwards was like, well, that was a waste. Mm-hmm. I've never heard that.
Yeah, I haven't met my aunt. No.
Right? It just doesn't happen. Everybody, I mean, you may feel tired. You may feel a little like, I need some water or something like that. But you're going to feel so good. That stuff counters that.
It's like being sore after a workout. It's a good kind of pain.
It's a good pain. It's a good pain. Good burn. Yes, absolutely. And with the last minute or two we have left, Amy, if you don't mind, I did want to just catch up with you about 2-1-1.
Sure.
We don't get a chance to talk about 2-1-1 nearly that much. Yeah. I know when back in my old classic rock days, I don't know if it was the early days of 2-1-1, but it was when there was a real focus on promoting it and letting people know about it. Mm-hmm. And it kind of feels like since then, we don't really get a chance to talk that much about it because there's so much going on with the United Way.
Yeah.
But 2-1-1 is still going strong for you.
Yeah. We're local Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. So if you have questions, if you're looking for help, you know, anything, 2-1-1 is a whole wide database full of resources. You know, if we don't have anything, then we'll try to, you know, brainstorm with you or whatever it takes to try and find some help for you. So we're there locally. And then after hours, too, it's still provided 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I talked to my mom a little bit this morning because it's her birthday, and I was telling her about, she was asking what I had lined up for work today. She likes the Morning Magazine hour here, and I told her you guys were coming in. And she immediately started talking about calling the United Way. And I'm like, well, do you mean you called 2-1-1? She's like, yeah. I didn't even know you did this. It just happened, you know, almost a decade ago. Or no, it definitely happened over a decade ago, I think. And I didn't even know she did this. And she was telling me how it helped a lot. And she was able to find something for my brother and all this. And just really worked out really well.
Yeah, see?
So people that I don't even know, people that close to me, and I know every single thing about that woman, except one thing I didn't know. I found out this morning. It's such a great thing. Again, 211 there for you. If you need them, go ahead and give them a call if you need. And thank you both so much for going through all this today. Again, let's real quickly remind everybody about Day of Caring, when it is, and how they can be a part of it.
Yeah, so Day of Caring is going to be Saturday, October 22nd. You can register your group to volunteer on our website, uwswac.org. We're still taking yards, so if you or a neighbor or a friend are in need of your yard raked, you can call me at the at the United Way office, 715-421-0390. Shirts are a beautiful burnt orange, which we are really looking forward to. Free pancake breakfast at the Grand Rapids Lions Club at 8 starting at 8 a.m.
You guys rock. Thank you so much for hanging out with us this morning. Yeah. Tell the staff over there hi and stuff, and we'll see you guys real soon.
All right. Thanks, sounds James. Great. Thanks.
We'll take a break right here. We'll come back and have some more fun on Morning Magazine here at WFHR.